How are you doing? How are you feeling after the race?
Good, still a bit tired.
Yeah.
But generally, yeah, good. I've taken a couple of days pretty easy, which has been nice.
And why don't we let's I guess let's talk first about how everything went for you and how the race went and how you're feeling about it and all that kind of stuff.
I was psyched. It was a really fun day, as I'm sure you know. The conditions were just unbelievable. You never know what you are going to get when you get out there. But this year we got so lucky just with having good kind of cold snow beforehand, but pretty warm on race day. So that was a treat. And I hadn't done the breaking a couple years and wasn't really sure what to expect. It's always a fun race, but with 50K, sometimes you get halfway through and you feel great, and sometimes you get halfway through and your body falls apart. So I was just psyched to feel good on a Saturday, and it was also really fun to, those long races I think are sometimes quite tactical, just in that, sometimes it's more about, playing a cat and mouse game versus just kind of a go from the gun. And it was pretty fun having Jess kind of make a move, whether she meant to or not, at 00, and spending the rest of the race kind of chasing her down with Rita and Caitlin. And it definitely made for a harder day physically, but those always feel a lot better when you finish and you really kind of gave everything you had. So it was fun.
And were you guys working together as far as like taking turns leading that chase group, or how did that?
Yeah, we definitely were. It was actually really fun. It was fun to ski with Rita, who obviously is a very experienced racer. I always like kind of trying to have a pack to work with, and she was game for that. And at one point, kind of turned to us and was like, "All right, let's go. Like, let's go catch her." And so we would kind of take turns leading and switching leads and try to track down Jessica. So that was really fun to have someone else who was on board with that, as opposed to just trying to pull a group of people. And it's always much more fun to share the work. So yeah, she knew what she was doing and was helpful in kind of directing the group and being like, "All right, you go. Let's go." So that was really fun.
And you raced the other Super Tour events in Minneapolis leading up to that, right?
I did, yeah.
Can you talk about those as well?
Yeah, I was psyched to go out there. I know the World Cups are taking place on that course later this year, so I was eager to kind of go out there and race those races in the hopes of potentially racing in Minneapolis as well. And I knew I wanted to focus on that skate qualifier, considering that will be very similar to the course that they're racing in March. So we also similarly, it was great conditions, really well organized, really fun day, and I was psyched to to feel good and put down a fast qualifier that day. So it was fun. Becca's a strong skier as well, and she got me in the final, which was funny. We were talking afterward, and I think she just skis that last section, kind of the rolling downhill, really well. So it was fun to kind of compare notes with her and figure out what she was doing a bit differently. But yeah, it's a skiing in the Midwest is always fun because there's such a love for the sport, and so when you're out there, you can just you can almost like feel the energy, whether it's at the Berkey, which you come down Main Street and it's just crazy energy. But even in Minneapolis, on a smaller race weekend, everyone's pretty psyched to be there, so it makes it fun and easy to race fast in that sense.
And do you know when you'll find out whether or not you'll get to race Minneapolis?
Yeah, so I won't know until March 8th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is kind of wild, but
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about what some of your other goals are as far as the remainder of the season?
yeah, so that was kind of my big goal this year. I didn't really know what to expect. I kind of took a step back from skiing about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and so I wasn't really sure, honestly, if I was ever going to race a World Cup again. I certainly didn't think so at the time. I remember, I don't know, some tearful conversations at times with my husband Andy, just kind of closing the book on that chapter of life. So it's been fun to still stay pretty close to racing and still be skiing fast enough that I can put myself at least in a position to potentially qualify for those races. So that's kind of my goal, and my hope is to be racing in Minneapolis, as well as Quebec and Canmore. We'll see. I think there's a chance I may jump in the rendezvous. I think I'm gonna see how I'm feeling next weekend after a little time away after the Berkey, because that can take quite a bit out of you. But otherwise, I'm just no other big ski racing plans per se. You know, I won't be able to go to Spring Series just due to kind of some work obligations. But I've raced a lot this year and been very grateful to be able to do that and balance that with work and some other things as well. So Minneapolis and Quebec and Canmore are certainly my goal. But if I don't do that, I'll just enjoy the rest of the season kind of free skiing.
And I wanted to ask you a little bit about that as far as this is your second season, I think, right? Training based out of Bozeman versus SMS. And you're working now and just kind of that work-life training balance and kind of what are some of your takeaways as far as like what you've learned through this transition now that you're sort of a little more, maybe a little more comfortable in it this season than you were last season?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's one that I've tried to think about and figure out. I mean, for me, this is honestly, comparable, if not better than any season I ever had when I was racing full time, which sometimes to me is kind of crazy. And I'm obviously excited about that, but I've been kind of trying to figure out, why that might be. And I think it's a couple reasons, but I think people say in skiing, happy skiers are fast skiers. And I think that's true, but it's really hard to find that when you're in the thick of it. And I think taking a step back from it made me just realize how much I really do love the sport and really love skiing. And I think it also made me appreciate the times when I am able to get out, whether it's after work or on the weekends to go ski, whether it's training or it's just skiing with friends. I think also not being kind of all in the sport in the same sense has given me some of that freedom to do it in a different way. So, there are so many things that the athletes who are racing full time do in order to perform at that level, and I think that you have to do those things to some degree. But I'm someone who always kind of did things by the book, and if someone told me to do, 8 intervals of this type, I would always do 8 and maybe 9, and that made me very fit. But I think it also maybe sacrificed some of the flexibility that's also required to be a good athlete. And maybe at times I was not as, happy doing it that way as I could have been. And so I think this year it's been fun to, I still train really hard. But I maybe only get an hour after work instead of 2 hours every day. So the volume's certainly less just due to time restrictions. Which maybe that's another kind of learning is that less, maybe I was just overdoing it or not taking the rest that I needed given the volume of training that I was doing when I was racing full time. So, forcing myself to kind of listen to my body a bit more. I think that also goes along with not having a real coach anymore. I just kind of, I work with Andy and he obviously has Nordic Team Solutions and has a lot of knowledge there and work with him to kind of come up with a general structure for training. But, I also, I think, have just been forced to listen a lot more to how I feel on a daily basis. And, if I only have an hour after work to do intervals, I'll warm up for 10 minutes, do some quick intervals, and then cool down. And that's what I have that day. And I think because it's not 100% my focus, like in past years, that might have, I don't know, just caused some undue stress to be like, oh, I didn't get the full 2 hours in or didn't do what I was necessarily supposed to do today. And instead, it's kind of changed that mindset to, wow, I'm so glad I at least got to get out for an hour today. So it's kind of just a different way of thinking about things. And this is a lot of words, but Becca kind of asked me the same thing in Minneapolis. And in some ways, I think it's a lot easier to not be doing it full time. I've just so much respect for anyone who commits to racing full time as an athlete. It's really hard to do, I think, from a financial standpoint, from a mental standpoint, from a pure training standpoint. And in some ways, it's a lot easier to be working full time and just skiing on the side because you enjoy it. There's different challenges as far as figuring out when you can actually kind of get out skiing and training and making sure you're finding that balance. But it takes some of that mental stress that maybe is there when you're all in a way and allows you to just kind of ski for fun.
And last summer you started getting a little more into kind of mountain running objectives too. Is that something that you're hoping to do this summer as well?
Yes, it is. I'm very excited. I guess I haven't officially announced it yet, but I'm running for the North Face team this summer, which I'm very excited about. So I'm just kind of getting ramped up with that team and excited to be representing them on the running trails and be working with their team. They're just an awesome group of people, and I have a lot to learn in that space. But I'm looking forward to kind of doing some other races, and kind of more running specific races in the summer as well.
That's awesome. And are there any like North Face specific events that you're planning on?
It's a good question. So that's kind of, I'm still in the works of figuring out kind of the running world and how you pick and choose events and, where it makes sense to go and travel to. I did sign up for the Rut again, so I'm excited for that. That's a race that has a strong North Face presence. They're a race sponsor for that event. So I'm excited to be racing that. Currently signed up for the 50K. But now I'm kind of at the point where I'm working pretty closely with their team to figure out, what other races may be good, whether it's Pikes Peak Marathon or some other ones that I might travel to race too. So stay tuned. I'm not really sure what that looks like yet, and I'm kind of just trying to learn as much as I can and take it all in.
That's super exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you had on your mind?
Nothing in particular. I think I just huge kudos to, Ben Pop and the entire organizing team behind the Berkey. They just do a phenomenal job, and I feel like it gets better and better every year. This is my third time doing it, and it's, I don't know, it's such a cool event. And my sister, this was her first time, so it's cool to be out there with her. And I know we're planning to bring a big group of folks back there next year. So I just a huge thank you to them, and hats off to them for running an event that's, really world class.